Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined today with my good friend, you know, my brother, you know, co-founder of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, you're back in Colorado now. Is that right, sir?
Back in Colorado Springs, Colorado, came back. So coming back from Phoenix, right? Spent a month in Phoenix where it's 70 degrees and sunny, like nearly every day. And to come drive over Raton Pass into Colorado in a snow squall. But I am back home and it's sunny today. And I'm just happy to be here today.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, it's really amazing. We were out there in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're just going to take a few moments just to share a couple of things with you about our event out there in Phoenix. It was, ladies and gentlemen, it was simply electrifying. It is one of the best events I've ever attended in my life. And I'm not saying it's because it was our event. What I'm talking about is the electricity, the energy we felt in that room. My goodness gracious. I mean, total strangers became great friends before lunch the first day. Don, I tell you what, have you ever experienced anything like that?
I've been to a lot of events, and there have been some really great events. And in fact, some of our events have been pretty darn great. This one, however, just blew the roof off, right, in terms of just people showing up authentically, connecting authentically, helping each other. I just couldn't be prouder to have been associated with that event.
You're exactly right, because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, every single event Don and I have put on has been a great event, not because it's our event. It's because we're not focused on sales pitches from the stage. We're all focused about providing value and helping people get from where they are to where they want to be. And this past event, we had branding and we had marketing in the morning. Then Robert W. Jones spoke right after lunch. Then Don and I, we did the storytelling. And that is the three main things that has to be done when you get ready to create a business or anything. If you're an author, if you're a speaker, if you're, you know, whatever your business is, whatever your desire is. I mean, as speakerspathway.com, we focus on helping you get a good brand, get a good marketing. And Dandy Don, since you are the speaking geek, I'm going to let you share a little bit of why storytelling is so very important.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. Facts tell, stories
sell.
It's our brains are hardwired to pay attention and lock onto stories. You know, the printing press wasn't invented till nearly 1500. So, you know, we have the oral tradition. Our brains have been hardwired to tune into stories. And that's why storytelling is so powerful in connecting emotionally to your audience.
You're exactly right. And there is a definite, you know, way of doing that. It's not just getting up there and say, I got a great story and I want to tell everybody. No one wants to hear that. But being able to use your story so people can connect with you. That's what it's about, because you're all about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be. And Dandy Dunn, last week, you were on assignment out there in Phoenix, and we had one of our members, you know, Kim. Is her name Jude Minor or Minor Jude? It's Minor Jude, isn't it?
Yep,
thank you.
It is.
Yeah. I had a brain cramp there, ladies and gentlemen. I suffer from those things every once in a while. But sincerely, Kim came on, she filled in for you, Dandy Don, and she did a superb job. And Kim is one of our members, and that's what we love about Speakers Pathway Coalition. Our members get a chance to go and grow. And today we've got another member on that's going to be joining us in just a few moments. But we're very excited about Kim, aren't we?
We are. Kim has just done a fantastic job. And we just announced she's actually going to be leading our local chapter in the Phoenix area. So I couldn't be more confident that she's just going to help the people who are members of Speakers Pathway in the Phoenix area just go and grow and do incredible things in their business.
Absolutely. As we mentioned, we've got another member on our show today. That's one of the huge benefits of being a member of Speakers Pathway Coalition. And I'm going to give you a chance, Dandy Dodd, to introduce Stephanie, if you would, sir.
My pleasure. So we talked a little bit about the importance of being able to tell your story, to be able to take the problem that you solve that you really need to get out into the world because there's so many of the people that you can help, and crafting that into a story. And I got to say that Stephanie has been able to do this. Stephanie DeWayne has been able to do this better than almost anyone. And I watched her go in a short period of time of, you know, being able to take what she does, take her story and craft it into something that's just helping her to help so many people. So Stephanie, I couldn't be more proud of you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don and Jim. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. You know, it's been so much fun getting to know you guys and just being a part of Speakers Pathway. And, you know, one of the things that you said, that both of you said, is that I went to one of those trainings, and it was magical. It was amazing. And it was almost a year ago. And the energy in that room was amazing as well. And one of the things that you guys really helped me do was craft my story. And storytellings are really important. So I appreciate both of you for just pouring it out to all of Speakers Pathway and people who want to learn and want to change and want to make a difference in the world. So thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, because Dandy Don and I, when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com, our goal was to help people get from where they are to where they wanted to be. And what we normally find right out of the gate, the most common problem that people have is that they really don't know what direction they want to go in. And that may sound foolish, but we call it clarity. You've got to have clarity. Isn't that very important, Dandy?
It is. It's the first step in the pathway is getting clarity. And Stephanie, I know you've got just incredible clarity. And whenever you speak, people come up to you and want to know more. And you've been able to help so many more people. So I'd love you to tell the audience, of course, Jim and I know, the kind of people that you help and what problems you solve for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, my mission truly is to share what I do and to share hypnosis with the world, because so many people are seeking medical treatment for stress and anxiety and for other things, and it should be their first go-to, and instead hypnosis is always the last resort. And it makes me really sad, because the changes that can be made so easily and quickly through hypnosis and the power of the subconscious mind is so beneficial and so great. And people just don't know about it. So I just want to share with the world how powerful it can be and how wonderful the changes can happen. Some of those – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, some of those things, some of the people that I work with are for stress and anxiety. Everybody has a little stress and anxiety. You know, whenever I speak and I ask the question, who has stress and anxiety? Everybody raises their hand because life happens and it's messy. And we all just need to be able to manage the stress and anxiety and release those emotions that are attached to it. That really helps. Some of the other people that I work with are athletes, you know, getting in the zone and staying in the zone, staying focused. I work with professionals for test anxiety, lawyers, doctors, nurses, teachers. They all have to take boards and MCATs and they're testing everything. And they know the information, but they have a mental block. And so very easily and simply, we can change that so that they can move on and become, you know, the profession that they want to become to help other people as well. And then One other thing real quick that I wanted to mention is I also work with people with forgiveness work. Sometimes it's very difficult to forgive and without condoning the behavior of the other person or anything else, but releasing that emotion is so important so that it doesn't hold us back.
Absolutely. I like the way you put that, because a lot of people feel guilty about even themselves, and they find it hard to forgive themselves. We've got about 2 minutes left. Would you share a little bit about that, if you would, please?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of times people are, you know, even my clients that I work with, it is difficult for them to forgive themselves because maybe they hurt somebody or they created a situation that they didn't want to create. And we, as society, are taught to stuff our emotions down. And so when we stuff those down, it's energy, and it's negative energy, negative emotions. And being able to release those negative emotions and move forward so that you're not bringing them with you in the present and the future. And forgiving ourselves is one of the hardest things to do on a conscious level. But on a subconscious level with hypnosis, it happens very easily and very quickly.
I like what you say when I asked you about a topic for your show, you said change at the speed of thought. Man, that's really exciting that we could change at the speed of thought. Dandy Don, we're almost ready to break for commercial, but I can't wait to hear more about that. Can you?
I do. I can't wait to hear about it, because we all know people, and maybe it's been us, where we've got a problem and we go the normal routes of A, just trying to deal with it, right? Suck it up. Or B, turning to maybe medicine or some other substances that just get us deeper in the hole. And just the thought that you could change this very quickly without side effects is just so intriguing to me. I can't wait to hear more.
You're exactly right, because I know in the past I've been guilty of, you know, something that bothered me, and I just shove it in a corner of my mind and hopefully that it would just, you know, kind of leak out or escape out on its own. It doesn't work. We're going to find out more about that when we come back from commercial break, ladies and gentlemen.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Cats in U.S. households than any other pet. Most allurophiles or cat owners know that unlike dogs, taking Kitty for a ride in the car isn't any fun. I mean, you never see a cat hanging its head out the window enjoying the breeze. Today's domestic cat is descended from a small Mideastern wildcat. A group of kittens is called a kindle, and a group of adult cats is a clowder. What's the word for those dust balls composed entirely of cat hair? Fluffernuggins. Personally, I like pigs better than either cats or dogs. Dogs are subservient and look up to man. Cats are aloof and look down on man. A pig, however, will look you in the eye and see his equal.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And earlier in the show, we're talking about how our members have just come on our show and they've been guests on our show. We got another member today, Stephanie Duane. And Dandy Don, that is just the ultimate of our goal when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. Our website is SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, we've got some gifts there. And I know you got some TEDx training there, don't we, brother?
Absolutely. So I've been a TEDx coach. I love speaking. I love TED Talks. I'm a total speaking geek. And if you've ever thought about giving a TED Talk, and if you're an expert and you want to become more of a celebrity in your area or a celexpert, a TED Talk is a great thing to do. And if you want more information, if you learn the five simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk, go to speakerspathway.com. Up at the top of the menu, TED training, click on that. You can download a tremendous informational sheet that I have for you. It'll give you all kinds of helpful tips to get you started.
Absolutely. And that's really wonderful. When he said a celexpert speaker, that was a term that came to Dandy Don. He said it and someone says you need to register that or trademark it. And he did. And would you be kind enough to explain what a celexpert speaker really is?
Yeah, it came to me as you and I actually were preparing for a Winning Paid Stages workshop mm-hmm. that we did in Phoenix last summer. And it came to me that the people who have no problem getting stages, in fact, they have to turn them down, are celebrities. And they get paid the most and they have no trouble getting them. Whereas people who are experts have a lot. It's pretty hard. But suppose you could be a celebrity in your area. In your expertise or a celexpert. And that to me, I believe, is the key to be the go-to person in your area where people want you on their stages. They want you on their podcast. They want you to consult with them. So turning that around to identifying that factor that turns you into a celexpert.
That's really amazing because that's a wonderful term. And only here at Speakers Pathway Coalition can anyone can use that phrase, a celexpert speaker, because Dandy Don registered that. He owns it. It's his. He created it. And if you'd like to know more about how you could become a celexpert speaker, please get in touch with Dandy Don there. Get that TEDx training. Start getting some things focused. And before the break, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about changing at the speed of thought. And oh my goodness gracious, I mean, I want to know more and more about that. You know, Dandy, how do you feel about being able to change something at the speed of thought?
It's amazing, and I've seen it. And the thing is, like what Stephanie shared, is it's typically a last result. It's a last resort. It's after people have tried this and that and the other thing and struggled, and then finally, with no other place to turn, many people will turn to this modality of hypnosis. And I gotta believe it's because they don't know what it is. I'll bet you if you ask 10 people to describe hypnosis, that you get 10 different answers. So I love it, Stephanie, if you could share with us the truth, like, what is hypnosis?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of my favorite things to talk about. So what hypnosis is we're accessing the subconscious mind. You can call it the subconscious mind or the unconscious mind. I like to say subconscious because most people think when you're unconscious, you're not responding. And that's not true. So the subconscious mind, and the way you access that subconscious mind is by just relaxation. Relaxing your body and relaxing your mind enough so that the conscious mind just kind of takes a step aside. And we call it the critical factor, where we get into the subconscious mind. And when we access the subconscious mind, that your mind or any subconscious mind, it has your best interest in mind. And what happens is our subconscious mind runs 95% of our day. And people don't know that, but think about this. When you learned how to walk, you had to consciously learn. You probably don't remember it because you were little, but you had to consciously learn. And you might have fallen down and you got back up and did it again. And now if I asked you, hey, would you walk across the room? You don't even consciously think, oh, I've got to get up. I've got to take a step. And then I've got to move my right leg and take a step. And then I've got to put that down. And then I've got to go to the next step. You just do it. That's the subconscious mind. When you're driving, you know, we get in the car, and once you're good at it, you don't even think about, oh, I've got to turn on the blinker now. Now I got to put my foot on the gas. Now I got to put it on the brake. Now I've got to look behind me to see if I can turn. You just do it instantly and effortlessly. And so when we're accessing the subconscious mind that's running 95% of your day, it has a belief system. And that, and your beliefs are what run your day. So let's say you believe that, we'll just use this as an example because a lot of people feel this way. You believe that it's hard to make money. And that's something that was taught to you, let's say, by someone of someone that you looked up to. Maybe it was your parents and you heard them say, oh, it's so hard to make money. And so that belief system when you were little, you received that and you took it on as your own belief system. So now you think it's hard to make money. Well, that was a belief system that was taught to you by someone else. But let's say we change that belief system in hypnosis. We access the subconscious mind and we change that belief system and we say, I can make money easily and effortlessly. Well, once you hear that repetitiously for between 2 and 5 times, what we're doing is we're changing the belief system because neurons that fire together wire together. And so when you have a thought and you wire that neuron together with another neuron, you create a thought and it creates a loop and you keep thinking it over and over again. So now we've just changed your belief system to, I make money easily and effortlessly. When you believe you make money easily and effortlessly, the energy changes of your thoughts as well. Instead of a low vibration energy of it's very difficult to make money, it changes. Well, guess what happens? And we're all energy. So energy is, you know, the world is spinning. Atoms in our body are moving. Our blood is pumping through our heart. That's all energy moving things. And when you have a thought process, that's energy as well. And when you're thinking more positive energy, a higher vibration of energy, higher frequency, you attract it. You attract it into you because you're on that same frequency as I make money easily and effortlessly. And that's just one example. But that's what hypnosis can do. And it can also change the negative emotions that you're feeling in your body as well.
So, Stephanie, there's probably somebody sitting out there saying, yeah, I change my thoughts. Can you give us an example of someone with that very problem about their thinking around money and what happened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can give you one, and it's me.
know, boom!
Yeah, boom. Growing up, you know, my dad, he was an entrepreneur, but he struggled. And he was always talking about money and how difficult it was. And when I was in college, I decided, you know, I wanted to do some different things with psychology and other things. And I learned about this. And so I started changing my thoughts around money. And I also, this is really interesting, Bill, who you're having on next week, he is my business coach. And we're working together with that as well. But it's just flowing. And my practice is thriving. And even as an adult, been successful with money. So, yeah. Mm. But before that, I was taught it's difficult. And my dad said to me all the time, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. And I'm thinking, well, it's made out of paper. <You
know? laughs> I really like it because, yeah, as you were talking there, Stephanie, you're so right about how we train our brains, so to speak, and we do things automatically without even thinking about it. And when you look at that, that's a huge blessing because that frees up your conscious mind to be able to go and grow. And you made a comment there that I really like. I had to write that down. It's going to be in the description of the show. You said that neurons that fire together stay together. And could you expand a little bit on that more, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when you're firing a neuron and a thought, it's called neuroplasticity. And that's been a buzzword for about the last, you know, 8 or 9 years. So when people who don't know what neuroplasticity is, it's just changing of the brain. because before, less than 20 years ago, you know, scientists thought that once you have your brain, nothing changes. You are as smart as you are, and the brain doesn't change. Well, what they found through technology and things evolving very quickly in the science world is that the brain does change, and it's called neuroplasticity. So it's you have a thought, you wire it together with another neuron. Another thought could be something as simple as, oh, it's so hard to lose weight. Maybe you heard your mom or an aunt or something say that in the kitchen when you were little. So you've always thought, oh, it's so hard to lose weight. And so it is for you until you change that thought and your belief system around it, change the energy of I lose weight easily and effortlessly, or I can easily lose weight. But, you know, you don't just think it. You have to do the action, you know, by eating properly and exercising, that kind of thing. So those neurons are changing and we can change them very rapidly. And that's how I'm going to loop it back to forgiveness work. That's how it's easy under hypnosis to create that change of forgiveness. Not because you're trying to forgive the other person. It's more for you to forgive them for you, so you're not carrying around that negative energy and that feeling that you have, or forgiving yourself as well. So neuroplasticity is a huge buzzword, but it's very relevant right now.
Yeah, because a negative attitude towards things and, you know, carrying stuff around, all that does is just tear you down. And if you let it go, then you free yourself up because you just say, I refuse to be part of this negative environment, and I'm going to focus on the positive. We got about 30 seconds left before we go to commercial, ladies and gentlemen. And Dandy Don, I tell you right now, I don't know about you, but I'm just really enjoying hearing Stephanie talk. She's teaching me some things. How about you?
Absolutely. I'm taking notes over here. I'm going to take notes and I'm going to be doing some Google research to educate myself even more on these things.
Yeah, I'm going to find out more about that neuroplasticity because I hope I spelt it right. I got to make sure it's going to be in the description of the show. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Here's some fun facts about noses and ears I'll bet you didn't know. Did you know your ears secrete more earwax when you're afraid than when you aren't? And generally, people with asthma have better hearing than those who don't. Now, here's a word for you. When someone gets their ears pierced, they're actually piercing their pinna. The pinna is the fleshy part of the earlobe. Did you know it's possible to sneeze so hard you can break a rib? That happened to my husband's secretary once. And according to research, you'll blow your nose 250 times this year. Scientists have also determined that the smell in your right nostril is more pleasant, while the smell in your left nostril is more accurate. By the way, twice as many men as women can wiggle their ears.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
It's words you never heard.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by Speakers Pathway Coalition. If you go to speakerspathway.com, you will see some complimentary gifts there. And from all of our 6 executive training directors, and ladies and gentlemen, they are free. And Dandy Don, would you share one of the executive training directors' free complimentary gifts, sir?
My pleasure. So all you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com. And when you do that, you can't miss it. Right in the middle of the page is something that says complimentary gifts. You click on that. It brings you to a page where you'll see all of our executive training directors. And each one of them has a complimentary gift for you. And so at the very top is Koji Somalde, who's a composition, photo composition, and video composition expert. He's incredibly powerful in what he does, and he's offering to do a video audit for you to look at your various online presence and do a video audit. So incredibly valuable. All you got to do is find Koji's picture, and right next to it is get your free gift. Take advantage of it. It's incredibly, incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. And thank you, Dandy. You know, we got to Stephanie DeWayne here on the show with us today, and she has really been talking about changing at the speed of thought. She had a quote here that she likes from Napoleon Hill. It says, "My mission is to share the power of the mind and how it can heal the body. What the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve." I really like that, Dandy. How about you?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. So tell us more about what that means to you and what that's meant to some of the people who you've worked with, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That quote from Napoleon Hill is kind of my basis, because the mind is so powerful. And once you believe something and you can conceive it and you can believe it, it will change your life, whatever it is that you're wanting to do in a positive way. You know, a thought or a belief system that's positive, once you've integrated that into you, into your brain, into your subconscious mind, changes happen very quickly. So I love that quote from Napoleon Hill.
Yes, you know, Stephanie, a lot of people, when they hear the word hypnosis, they have the wrong idea. Would you be kind enough to share with the audience what hypnosis is not?
Oh, yeah, sure. So most of the time when I talk to people and I tell them I'm a clinical hypnotist, they're like, oh, so you can read my mind? No, I cannot read your mind. It has nothing to do with that. And then sometimes people will ask, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken? Actually, that's what most people do. And I say, well, what you have to realize is I can do that, but I won't, because you don't want me to. And so when you see, have any of you ever seen stage hypnosis, where it's
yes.
comedy and it's for entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those people volunteer to go up there. They know that they're going to be doing silly things. Okay. So they've already agreed to it by just walking onto the stage. And so that is for pure comedy and for entertainment. What I do, I also can do that, but what I do in a clinical setting is we're working with the subconscious mind again, but I can't make you do anything that your innate soul will not, that is not, let's say you have different value system, and you know, you are taught, you know, don't steal, don't kill someone, you know, don't hurt anybody, that kind of thing, right? So I can't make you do that because your value system is already ingrained in your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, so it's nothing like brainwashing or anything like that, because I think that scares people.
Yeah, it does, because they don't understand what it is. So when I'm working with people, all I do is say to them, anything that does not pertain to you or is not in your belief system, you don't receive it. And I don't even have to say that, because they will know. If I say something to them under hypnosis and it's, you know, it's not what their belief system is, and I mean their value system, they just won't receive it and they won't do it. And if I were to say something to someone and it was total opposite of what their value system were, they would probably just wake up and say, no, I'm not doing this. Mm. So Yeah, and it's not sleep. A lot of hypnotists use the word sleep because people understand that you become relaxed enough, because we're talking about relaxation, relaxing the conscious mind, relaxing the subconscious mind, relaxing your body, so we can get to that critical factor, that state where your subconscious mind is present and we can do the work. Most people understand that word through sleep, but it is not sleep. You're conscious, you're awake, you're alert, and you're hearing every word I say. Because your subconscious mind is present. And when people walk into my office, they want hypnosis. So they're going to comply and get to the point of that relaxation to do it. Even the most critical minds, when they want to make the changes, they allow it to happen because it's a choice. You have to allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. I can hypnotize anybody, but they have to want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one of the things that I know there might be someone listening. In fact, I know there'd be someone listening because we've all experienced this to some degree, you know, having some pain in our life, blaming ourselves for something that happened. Why didn't I, you know, like if someone has a pet that they lose and the pet gets hit by a car, why didn't I watch the pet closer and they punish themselves? Could hypnosis help that person overcome that pain that they're experiencing and blaming themselves?
Yeah, sure, it can, and it's been proven it can. And the way that happens is when we're accessing your subconscious mind and we're looking at that event, I never have a client relive the event. They're an observer in the event. So mm-hmm. they're looking, you know, they're looking at it from above at an event. They're not in it. They're not reliving it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the subconscious mind will give them valuable lessons about themselves, something positive about themselves to change the energy in that event that happened where the dog, you know, got hit by the car. Yeah. Something positive, because it's a negative event. It's a sad thing.
Sure.
But your subconscious mind can come up with something that's positive about them in that event to change the energy of it and to release that sad emotion, that guilt, that shame, or, you know, whatever that emotion is that they have, and then forgiveness.
Sure. You know, I know right now someone's either listening to us live or maybe on a podcast, and they're going like, oh, my goodness gracious, I got to know more about how I can relieve this pain. Stephanie, please share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and how you can bless them and be a benefit to them, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So on my website is www.buythecehypnosis.com. And my email address is the same thing, buythecehypnosis@gmail.com. Or you can even call me at 772-207-0824.
And ladies and gentlemen, all of this information will be in the description of the show, because you may want to share this show with someone else. You can download the podcast at toginet.com. Go to Your Future Is Now. Just go to shows, look for Your Future Is Now. We're way at the bottom because everything's alphabetically. And, you know, please share it with someone, because I know that you know that there is people out there that could use this valuable information. Because Dandy Don, one of the things, and we're not as, you know, this is not as severe as what, you know, someone's going through, you know, pain like the loss of a loved one or loss of a pet or blaming themselves or whatever. But Dandy Don, this was one of the reasons why we wanted to help people. And that's why we created the speakerspathway.com, because we got tired of seeing people suffer and be aggravated, didn't we, brother?
We did. And we saw people just spending a ton of money, putting money on credit cards in the pit of despair, right? And then they would abandon their dreams and go back and get a job. And there's a lot of negative self-talk that happens during then. So I know there's a lot of people out there who can really use what you have. Can you do this remotely? Like if somebody out there who lives in Saskatchewan or wherever, they have to come to your office?
Yeah, absolutely. I work through Zoom. I have clients all over the country. Yeah, California, Colorado. I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. California, Colorado. I've got New Hampshire, Kansas. I mean, I have clients all over the country, and it can be done through Zoom.
That's really amazing, and I bet a lot of people out there, Dandy Donner, going, "Wow, I won't even have to leave my house, you know." And Stephanie, if I put on a wig and sunglasses, would you recognize me if I call you?
I'd recognize your accent, I think.
I hear you,
voice.
But sincerely,
the jokes, we'd hear the same jokes. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! But sincerely, you know, if someone would call you, you'd give them a free consultation. Is that right? And go over and answer some questions for them. Would you do that for them?
Yeah. So I do a 15-minute free phone consultation, mm-hmm. just to see if answer any questions, that kind of thing. Absolutely.
And that's wonderful because, ladies and gentlemen, again, the website is bythecehypnosis.com. Bythecehypnosis.com. And please get in touch with Stephanie. She will be glad to work with you and help because Dandy Don and I, we know her personally. She's one of our members. We've seen her go and grow. And we know that she is very, very sincere. She comes from the heart. And Dandy Don, it was just an honor for us to have her on the show, isn't it?
It truly is. It's been so wonderful to be a friend and Stephanie to see you go and grow and help so many people. So let me understand this. It's just as easy as someone going to your website where they could book a spot, one of your 15-minute consultations or calling you, and they could solve their problem. This is just that easy?
Yeah. So, it really is.
Right? I mean, let's just make it really simple.
So
if you're out there and you've got a problem and you've tried medicine, you've tried doctors, you've tried other things, just reach out. It's just that easy.
It really is, ladies and gentlemen. All this information be there in the description. And we're getting ready to go to commercial. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about how everything works. We'll see you soon.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
About the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge looking for anything it could eat. What's the word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's the word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now. It is proudly sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And Dandy Don and I, we created the speakerspathway.com to help people get from the sidewalk to the stage, but it's definitely grown so much further than that. It's that, of course, but we've seen it take legs and grow and grow, and it's really become a place for people to get plugged in. And Dandy Don, we saw that this past weekend. We were in Phoenix at our event. People weren't there to get from the sidewalk to the stage, were they, brother?
They were there to have success. They were there to find community, get support, get clarity. And I can honestly say, confidently say, that people walked out transformed. They had clarity, they had connections, they had community. It was incredible.
It really was. That's that energy we're talking about. And of course, in the background, you may hear Goose. He's our mascot here at speakerspathway.com. And your future is now. He loves bacon. And every time I see him, I'm Mr. Bacon to him.
You are. You are bacon bribe man.
I tell you. Yeah, he's got me trained good, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Stephanie Duane with us, one of our members. And she's been talking about what hypnosis is and all the things of what hypnosis is not, which, you know, she cleared up a lot of myths and misunderstandings and, you know, beliefs that are not true. And Dandy Don, I tell you, I just, you know, she's just great at what she does. She's sharing a lot of great information. People can get in touch with her by the sea, hypnosis.com, for a free 15-minute consultation. And that is great, isn't it?
It truly is. It's just so easy. And so, you know, everybody's got stuff. You know, we all have those things. Sometimes it's around money. Sometimes it's around relationships. Sometimes it's around health and fitness and weight loss or career. Or, you know, all of us have an area in our life that we're always like running up against some invisible wall. It's like, I've got success in these other areas of my life. Why can't I make this happen? And I believe that if you see that, then Stephanie can help you break down that invisible wall and shatter it. And you can start accessing all that you can and finally get success in that area. So everybody's got stuff, right, Stephanie?
Yes, we all have stuff. And what I'm talking about is negative emotions. You know, as we grow up, from when we're little, we have different events in our life that may cause negative emotions. For example, you know, some of the negative emotions that I work with people are anger. We've all been angry at some point in our life. And what happens is that society teaches us to not deal with the emotions, to just stuff it down. And other negative emotions like hurt, sadness, shame, guilt, depression is even an emotion, that kind of thing. And then anxiety, that's huge with a lot of people. And so what happens is we stuff those emotions down. Have you ever been, maybe when you were little, maybe you were on the playground and you fell and you skinned your knee and you ran up to the teacher to tell him that you skinned your knee and you wanted to be consoled a little bit, right? And what happened instead was she looked at your knee or he looked at your knee. Oh, you're okay. Go play. You know, that's happened to a lot of people in sports and other things. Maybe, you know, you had a relationship and maybe it was just a friend and you're no longer friends. And there's a lot of hurt there. And so you don't deal with it. You have to move on with life. So you stuff it down. And that's what I'm talking about. Everybody has stuff. You're stuffing down those emotions, but they're energy. And that energy has to go somewhere because it doesn't just disappear. And what happens is it comes out in mental problems, maybe some depression, maybe some rage. You know, have you ever seen anybody get, I mean, real pure rage, you know, or sadness or shame or whatever. And we bring all that stuff with us and it keeps playing over and over again in the present and in the future. And so when we stuff that down, it can also come out as dis-ease in the body, which is really, challenging when you get sick because of emotions, because we're all energy. And so what hypnosis can do is release the energy that's attached to the events, to the, you know, from when you were little, and just release that so you're not bringing it into the future and in the present with you. So it's life-changing work that can be done very simply and easily through hypnosis and making those changes, changing the energy of that. And what's so incredibly amazing and powerful is all I do is guide people through it. They do all the work because hypnosis is really self-hypnosis. But I'm there to guide them through it, through their subconscious mind. And their subconscious mind is making the changes very rapidly, literally in my office or on Zoom in that moment. When I say the speed of thought, it really happens that quickly. Once you have a positive energy that's put in that place instead of the negative energy. Yeah. And the same with forgiveness work, which is really powerful.
That's really amazing, because as you were saying that, I was kind of visualizing there's got to be someone out there listening that's probably thinking, well, how long will it take for me to make the changes I want to make? And, you know, is it a long process, or can it happen? I imagine you'll see results from the very first time. Is that correct, Stephanie?
Yeah, it can happen the very first time. However, it's like peeling an onion. You get to one layer and then the next and the next, you know? And so when I work with people, the first thing we do is anger. And everybody, and some people say, well, I'm not an angry person. Well, you stuffed it down. There's some in there. I know it. But, and the cool thing is the subconscious leads us. So consciously, you don't have to remember anything. It's your subconscious. And when the person's in hypnosis, I'm talking to their subconscious mind. We're having a conversation. And guess what? In hypnosis, that subconscious mind can speak back to me, just like we're talking right now. And a lot of people think that's, you know, they're like, really? It's absolutely. Because you're there. You're in my office, or we're on Zoom, and your conscious mind has already given permission to do this work. And it wants it, so it makes my job really easy, because you've already made the decision to make the changes.
So just about anybody or everybody can be hypnotized, is that correct?
Uh-huh. If they want to be.
If they want to be.
If they want to be. Anybody can be hypnotized. It's a choice. Yes.
That's really amazing when you listen to you talk there about how you can change people's lives and things of this nature. Could you share with us maybe one of the, or I imagine you've had several, could you share one of the most rewarding, events that you've had in your life about working with someone and seeing a dramatic turnaround in their life? Would you share that with us, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just recently, and I have permission to share this because I don't talk about my clients, just so you know, but I did get permission to share this. Just recently, I had a 70-year-old woman come in. And she was severely depressed, and she was sent to me by her doctor. And within two months seeing her once a week for an hour, her depression is completely gone. She's off all her medications per her doctor, not me, per her doctor. And she is just the happiest thing, and she's loving life, and she's so excited. She just cried when she left my office. Because she was so happy, not because she was sad, but because she's so happy because it was so life-changing. Yeah.
Wow, that's got to be, you know, imagine being able to touch someone's life like that, Dandy. I mean, I would love to be able to say that I've touched someone's life. I hope I've touched people's lives in a very positive way, but I mean, I don't think I've ever touched anyone's life that dramatically, but I would love to, wouldn't you, brother?
I certainly would. And, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this, I will bet you dollars to donuts that the reason you are doing what you are doing is because you want to help people, because you want to change people's lives. If not, you'd probably be working some job, right? So you're out there to touch people's lives, and that's exactly what Stephanie is doing. And when done, it just, those days, right, when you have an experience like that, bring me back down from cloud 9 to the ground.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we've seen, working with Stephanie, we've seen her go and grow, and we've just been shocked and awed. And we just had to have her on the show because she's been very busy. She lives in Florida. She took time out from where she's at in California to be with us on the show today. And we're just so grateful to have her on the show and to have her share her information with so many people out there. And Stephanie, if you would be so kind, please give your website again and how people get in touch with you, and tell them about that 15-minute free consultation, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's www.buythecehypnosis.com. And right there on my page, it'll say contact Stephanie. You just fill that out. It's an email that I get, and we can email, or if you leave me your number, I'll give you a call. You can also email me at buythecehypnosis@gmail.com. And my phone number is 772-207-0824.
So the phone number again is 772. I'm writing it down here.
Yep. 207. 0824.
Well, thank you so much. And we've got just a couple of minutes left, about a minute and a half before the show winds up. And Dandy Don, I'm just so impressed with all the great information that Stephanie shared with us. And I know you are too, brother.
Absolutely. And just honored to know you, Stephanie. Honored to be speaking on the stage with you in August at HypnoThoughts Live. I just can't wait. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, both of you. You know, what you guys do for people and entrepreneurs and people that want to make a difference is so significant. So I just want to thank you so much for everything you guys do as well.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. We're very honored to be associated with you, because a lot of entrepreneurs, they when they quit their job or decide to go into business and they're working out of their house, they find themselves in solitary confinement, as one of our friends, Robert W. Jones, like to say. And we encourage you to get plugged in with people, because you need that valuable energy. You need to be plugged in. If you got some things that's been holding you back, please get in touch with Stephanie, and she will help you overcome these things, and you can go and grow and just go forward with your life. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 7 minutes left, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Please share our show with others and subscribe, and we'll see you next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.